The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says seven trucks are carrying thousands of mattresses, blankets, family tents, and other supplies. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagona says the agency has huge stockpiles of aid supplies in Syria and Jordan, but could not move them until now because routes were closed and the journey was too dangerous.
We're exploring land, sea, and air routes to get greater quantities of relief supplies into Lebanon. We're setting up a supply base in Larnaca and examining using the port in Mersin in Turkey to ship supplies to Beirut. Meanwhile, in both Lebanon and Syria, we are distributing supplies to displaced people. In Lebanon, it's supplies that we've bought locally, and in Syria, it's supplies from our stocks.
Pagona says the supplies going to Lebanon over the next 3 days are enough for more than 20,000 people. The United Nations estimates more than 700,000 have been displaced in Lebanon since the conflict began. Pagona says the UNHCR and local authorities estimate some 67,000 people are living in 220 public buildings.
The major problems that they're noticing there is overcrowding and tremendous lack of sanitation facilities. In one school in the Alay Valley, which houses 400 people, there's only one bathroom for women. So this is, of course, makes things extremely difficult.
In Syria, UNHCR border monitoring teams report a decrease in numbers of people coming across from Lebanon. But Pagona says it is too early to determine if this is a trend. She says more people fleeing attacks are expected to cross the border. The UNHCR estimates about 20,000 Lebanese in Syria need assistance. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.